This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. The military is trying to improve conditions for the nearly 20,000 inmates it's holding at Camp Buka, a prison in the desert of far southern Iraq. U.S. commanders see the effort as part of their counterinsurgency strategy. As NPR's Corey Flintoff reports, they say it's a chance to win over the most disaffected Iraqis and the people closest to them.
The family waiting room at Camp Buka is crowded, mostly with women and children. The women's flowing garments drape the wooden benches in black. The surroundings aren't fancy, but they're at least as good as anything the Americans here have for themselves. Colonel James Brown, Camp Buka's outgoing commander, is proud of this waiting area, and he wants to make it even better.
We want to bring them here, treat them like royalty, and make them know how welcome they are, and that's one of the comments the families will make. As I say, I don't get treated this well anywhere else, but I get treated this well here.
Colonel Brown says he wants Camp Buka to reflect the American values of fairness and generosity. Zach, the Iraqi cultural advisor at the waiting area, introduces one example, the wife of a detainee. She's holding her son, an 18-month-old boy with a hole in his heart.
You see the face is blue completely. And before 24 months, if he gets the surgery, he had opportunity to live. After that, it would be too late.
Colonel Brown explains that one of the doctors who came to assess prisoner health at the camp happened to be a pediatric cardiologist.
And she said, well, this is easy. I've already got six babies I've gotten medical care for already, and we can do this again. We can do this. Here's how you do it.
Brown says his team has arranged to get the family to Jordan, where the surgery will be performed. As much as Brown strives to improve the family experience at the camp, there are external factors that he can't do much about. Zahra Mehdi has visited Camp Buka twice to see her husband.
We suffered a lot on our trip down to Basra. My mother-in-law is an old woman. She's sick, and she suffered a lot just to see her son.
Zahra Mehdi lives in the Baghdad slum called Sadr City with her five children. She and her mother-in-law took the 10-hour bus ride down to Camp Buka in the stifling heat of summer, only to find that she was not on the list of those authorized to see her husband.
On my first visit, I took all my children with me, but they did not allow me to see him. They only let the kids inside. I started to scream, cry, and beat my head because I had gone through so much to get there.
Mehdi didn't know that the Red Cross pays the expenses of families who visit the detainees, so she paid the costs of bus fare, food, and 3 days in a cheap hotel out of her own pocket. Another problem is that security measures the U.S. military regards as normal and necessary are frightening and humiliating for Muslim women. Zahra's mother-in-law, Amin.
They stripped me of my scarf and searched my hair. I didn't know how to stand in the screening machine. I was sick, but they forced me to stand inside that machine.
The place where visitors get to meet their loved ones is a white-walled room with a partition through which inmates and their families can talk.
You see, here we have our detainees. We allow them, children, to cross the line, and dads can hold their kids. We do allow them, you know, contact, hugs.
Zahra Mehdi did get into this room to see her husband on her last visit just 3 months ago. She doesn't remember the pleasant amenities so much as the shortness of the visit.
We had to go through all of this just to see him for 2 hours. Time passed so quickly, and afterwards they ordered us out.
Colonel Brown wants the visits to transform the family's view of Americans, but that's not what Zahra remembers.
We were trembling all the time, so afraid of the Americans. The Americans just yelled at us, and we could not understand what they were saying.
Brigadier General Robert Hipwell, who's taking over as commander of Camp Buka, says he's just as committed to making the visitation program as successful as it can be. But like Colonel Brown, he'll face the difficulties of running a volatile detention camp and the cultural barriers between Iraqis and Americans. It may be that no amount of goodwill and hard work can make the experience a happy one. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.